Here's David calling from Queensland now with a question. Hello, David.
Yeah, hi there. Hello, Sarah, Cole and Ed.
Hello, David.
Hey, hey.
This is a dead simple one. About the electromagnetic spectrum and if it has a fixed top or bottom.
No.
No?
Well, no.
Tell us what that is, Ed.
Okay,
hang on.
You've got light, you've got infrared, you've got UV, stuff that gives you sunburn. You've got X-rays, which you use to image your bones. And it the order it goes in is radio waves at the very top, and they have very, 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 very long wavelengths. Electromagnetic radiation has a wavelength and a frequency and a speed, which is C,
speed of light.
At the very top end, we've got radio waves, and then getting shorter and shorter with more and more energy, we've got microwaves. And then you've got infrared. That's the thing that
microwaves have got a wavelength roughly the distance across your clenched fist, about 10 centimetres ballpark.
10 centimetres to 1 centimetre.
Yeah.
The background radiation of the universe, I believe, is 1 centimetre. So coming smaller and smaller and greater energy. Then you've got infrared, and that's how we exchange heat radiatively. Then you've got visible light, which has a wavelength of between 400 and 700 nanometres.
Or half a millionth of a metre. Meter roughly?
Ballpark figure. And then below 400, you start getting into the ultraviolet or the UV. And below that, you get soft X-rays. They're X-rays that don't do so much harm. Then you've got hard X-rays. Then you've got gamma rays. And they're the ones that kill you.
Mm-hmm. So they've got a very, very small wave.
Very, very small wavelength.
Okay, so is there a top and a bottom? I mean, there is. You've gone from the...
No. I've just given you a top name and a bottom name.
Right.
You can have as long... Well... The maximum wavelength you could have would be
the universe,
twice the size of the universe.
Yeah, twice the size.
Half wavelength. So twice the size of the universe. So that would be the longest wavelength.
Oh.
That would be very, very far out into the radio waves.
But David's asked a very subtle question about the smallest one.
The smallest
one.
Because
is space continuous or is it lumpy?
So it depends on whether space is quantized. That is, if it comes in little bits.
Sarah's looking worried. You've got to keep looking at Sarah. Whenever she looks worried, stop using big words.
Conceptually,
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Well, conceptually, you can get as big as possible
or
as small as possible. So, conceptually, there's no real hard
limit. What do you
mean?
You've just said what the longest is. You've talked about the thing of a fist. How can it get bigger than what it is?
It can be half the wavelength of the universe or
twice the size of the universe.
Yeah. A wavelength can be half the size of the universe.
But the universe is getting bigger.
That's the big ones. Now, the small ones. Now, you know how you can get something and make it smaller and smaller and smaller? When you get down to the really small stuff, and we're talking like 10 to the minus...
34,
which is... 1 millionth of a 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 metre... Is space smooth or can you only go in jumps? Like, you know how on a railway line you can only go from, say, this station to that station, you're not allowed to jump off in the middle. And is space, when you get really small, like that? Is it in little jumps you can go from here to there but not in between? And we don't know.
So if it is quantized, that would be the limit. That would be the lower limit, which would be a huge energy.
David,
if it isn't, then it wouldn't
there is a bottom, but we're not sure if there's a top. Is that what you're saying?
We don't know. We haven't been
in terms of energy. Yeah, that's
okay.
Fair to say.
Thanks, David. You understood the answer?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Excellent. Woohoo!
We haven't succeeded if Sarah looks worried.
That's all right.
Oh, okay.
We've failed.
Look, try harder.
This is not my area.
We have to make it simple for
everyone can understand.
I'm going to play a song. You can explain it to me then. 1-800-021-060 is the number to call on Triple J. This is Blue Bottle Kiss on The Morning Show.